Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I have a couple of questions, but I do not have a medical emergency as of right now. Can you tell me what phase Alabama is in right now?
We're in the 1C phase, 65 and older.
1C phase. Okay, Walmart told me that they are in the 1B.
I mean, we're in 1B, but starting now is 1C for 65 and older. But if you're in 1B, you're still welcome to register.
Okay. Well, being in 1C, but I mean, we're up to 1C now, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If I could just tell you this, I'm a smoker, unfortunately. I've had cancer, and I've been on corticosteroids since December for a rash on my legs. And I called Walmart to see about getting in to get my vaccination there, and they told me that they were not taking anybody in phase 1C. And their website also does not show eligibility for, special medical conditions, of which smoking is fortunately and unfortunately, one of the conditions that's listed on y'all's dashboard, download. So where, is there anywhere on the website that shows the date that y'all have initiated into phase 1C?
It probably doesn't. They usually announce that information on WSFA or ADPH.org. But either way go ahead.
I'm sorry. You talk so fast, girl. I can't keep up with you. Tell me, I'll write that down.
Yes, they usually announce the categories on WSFA.
WSFA. What?
Or
William,
yes.
S, Sam, Frank, A is in Alabama.
Right, WSFA, the news channel.
Okay.
Or they announce it on the Department of Health website, which is adph.org.
And you know, I'm on that right now, but I don't see where would it be like under news. I'm on that website right now.
And you don't see it? It's probably. I mean, they had already announced it, so most likely you're probably not going to see it.
Okay.
They already announced it. Also on WSFA too, so you probably won't see it on the website.
Okay. Now, is there anybody that I would formally go to let them know that Walmart is not giving any high-risk medical conditions as a contingency for eligibility for their vaccinations? Is there anyone that I might just say, hey, listen, you guys need to reach out to Walmart and have them update their website because they don't have any high-risk medical conditions as a contingency for being eligible for vaccination?
We're just a pre-register line, so I wouldn't know anything about Walmart, honestly. The only thing, you can always register. We have a vaccine hotline that you can register at. Would you like their number?
I am registered with the Alabama vaccine hotline. But see, they didn't ask me any specifics. So, give me the number that you've got, and I'll call and make sure that they have my file updated correctly. And then I'm going to call Walmart back and tell them that y'all are in phase 1C.
Right. Yes, ma'am. What number are you on now?
Uh, uh, Oh, the number that I called you on?
Yes. Are you on the
800-270-7268.
Okay, so the vaccine hotline number where you pre-register at, their number is
855-566-5333. Okay.
That's correct.
Yes, that's the one I'm almost already registered with, but I didn't know all about the high-risk categories, which I'm in, and so I didn't know, I didn't know. I mean, it's just a long time ago when I registered on it. So, okay. Well, gosh. So, okay. Well, you've answered my question, and so I'm going to call Walmart back now. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
I hope you do the same. Thank you for your help, sweetie.